episode 27 of Dreamcast. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, positive, energy-filled day, and man, it has been a while since I recorded. Not so much purposefully, but necessarily. It has been a very bumpy beginning of the year, and it's already April, which is crazy. I feel like it was just New Year's, but it's been a very exhausting and stressful time for me personally, and you know, different factors play a part as to why, but something that I've shared with you all has been the death of my best friend Griff, whose anniversary of his death just passed in March, and so that was a very heavy time for me, coming to grips with, you know, the fact that he really is gone, going through my grief stages. I think acceptance has set in for me, and but it was a long, hard road, and it's definitely not over, but it was really tough for me to really come to grips with the fact that he's just not here. And I know a lot of us have experienced grief over the last year, and more often than not, we just go on with life, and you know, you deal with it in different ways that you can, but this year has been especially different, at least for me, and a lot of people I've spoken to as far as the losses that have occurred. It seems like everyone knows someone pretty close to them that they've lost, or, you know, just different things, different stressful factors that have affected our lives in the past year, as far as COVID and racism and our jobs and just different things. So it was not my goal to wait this long to record. I just wanted to share with you guys why it was so long, because I had things I had to, and still have things I have to work through to heal from and heal through, and changes that have to be made and I've been making and things like that to be more mindful and have better energy levels, because my energy level was really at an all-time low. Then I had a patient, my patients die, that I was involved in his code. Anybody who's in the medical field knows, you know, what you know, the code is just when the patient goes into cardiac arrest or whatever happens, and you run the code, and at the end of it, my patient did not make it. And that was the first time I had to go through something like that in all my years of nursing, and it was very difficult. But what was interesting is, on the flip side of it, it kind of gave me pushed me into acceptance of my friend. And I don't know why or how, but something switched over in me and just made me more understanding, I guess, of what is and what will be, and that, you know, while the happy memories I have of my friend have always lingered, and it was never anything negative that put me in my states of extreme grief, I'm more elated now, thinking of our fun times and happy times, and I'm not gonna say I don't still shed a tear here and there, and if I do, I'm just going to, because I don't think those things should be pushed under a rug, but I just don't have the same sadness that I did have, which is a good thing for me because it's very draining. But the point of this Dreamcast is to find our happy, to to find our happy. And when I say that, what I mean is this simple question. What does the happiest version of you look like? Don't think of anyone else, just you. Think of all the little details. What do you see around you? What's your environment like? Is there any scent in the air? Is there a breeze? Is it sunny? Is it day or night? What are you wearing? Are your clothes long and flowy? Are you dressed professionally? What's your hair like? Is it long? Is it short? Is it up? Is it down? Is it curly, straight, locked? Are you eating anything? Is there food around you? If so, what kind is it? You get a good visual in your mind of what your happiest version of you looks like. When you're stressed, place yourself there. Close your eyes if you need to. And anytime you need to go there, put yourself right there in that visual. And whatever feelings you get when you imagine that, use those feelings you get to pull from, to help you get through whatever trials, stresses, or burdens you have. The reason I'm sharing this is because visualization and meditations have been a big part of my healing in the last month or so. It's like exercise for me. Whenever I exercise, and anyone who shares with me on Instagram knows this, whenever I exercise, I've said numerous times that I never leave the gym thinking that's something I shouldn't have did today. Like, yes, there are days I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym. I don't feel like it. But I push myself, and I never leave thinking I shouldn't have. I never regret it. And I noticed when I thought of the things that make me happy or how I end up happy, it was always days where I meditated at the beginning of the day, 10 to 20 minutes. Always had a better day, always. So I thought, why am I not doing this? Because obviously it makes perfect sense to do what is giving you a positive result. So started doing that more and more at night when I wake up. If I feel like I just need it, just visualizing places and feelings and environments that give me peace and calm or joy and happiness. For those that aren't fully familiar, visualization works by focusing your mind on calm, serene images. It makes you feel like you were experiencing it just by imagining it. And there was a nurse by the name of Diane Tusick who performed some research regarding guided imagery or visualization, and it showed that patients who used it needed less pain medication, they were more relaxed, and they were discharged from the hospital sooner. Has been shown to lower blood pressure, reduce the severity of headaches, and can even help strengthen your immune system. So when we feel stressed, overwhelmed, burdened, maybe low negative energy, whatever it is, we can think to ourselves, What does the happiest version of me look like? It's not just a thing that someone made up to say, go to your happy place. But if we mentally go to that happy place, and then we feel the emotions from the visual, now we have mental and emotional connect, then we can use that to fuel our day, fuel our energy, to give us positivity to get through whatever it is that we are feeling. And going beyond that, we have to ask ourselves, is my life going in the direction of what I'm seeing in my mind of the happiest version of myself? Because should that only always be just a visual? And think about it, like, does your home give you peace? When you come home after work, do you feel like, I'm happy to be home? Is your environment conducive to peace and calm? Your furniture, your artwork, your paint color, your decor, your chairs, all the things that surround you in your home should give you happy, positive feelings, should calm you, should do whatever you want it to do that gives you a positive feeling. If not, there are changes to be made. Then you have to ask yourself the same question about every other aspect of your life. Is it contributing to a positive feeling, to the most fulfilled, peaceful, happy version of yourself? Because it shouldn't just be vacations that provide that, or just visual images. Side point, did you know that just the thought or just planning a vacation boosts your happiness in the months prior to the actual trip? That shows you the power of the mind. Just knowing you're going away makes you have the feeling of like when you are going away almost. So again, anyway, back to what I was saying. You have to examine, we have to examine, I have to examine different parts of my life and say, are these pointing me in the direction of what I want my happiest version of me to look like? Am I doing things and surrounding myself with the things and people that will get me there? And this is something that we need to do regularly. It's just like cleaning up our house. Maybe people do a spring cleaning or whatever you do, every few months you clean out your closets and do whatever. It's the same thing we have to do with our lives. What are we doing? Is this job fulfilling me like I need it to? Is this relationship giving me what I need and what I want? Does my home reflect the feeling I want to have? What about even in my car? Is it cluttered? Is it dirty? All these things reflect on us as individuals. So it's crucial that we examine these things to see if they fit the lifestyle we wish to have presently and or in the future. Because how can we expect to gain peace, calm, or happiness if the things around us tear us down? If they feel chaotic, if they feel draining, if they don't align with our values, with our morals, it's impossible, because you're in constant conflict against the things that you feel you should have and then the way things are actually going. And that never gives you true peace. So those are just some things that I felt that, you know, I've been examining, and I know others are examining the same and in different realms. But, you know, life is too short, and that's something, you know, I say all the time, but life is too short to be in places we don't want to be, or be doing things we don't want to do, or have our homes not fitting the life we want. And I'm not saying your home has to be extravagant or a mansion or anything of that nature. You can have a little tiny studio, and that studio could be more peaceful, more calming, more happy for you than a huge mansion filled with the most beautiful things, because it's how we want it to feel, how we feel peaceful and calm in that space. And so yeah, it's imperative that we do that, and we do it often, and we examine every part of our life that affects us, because everything does affect us in some way, shape, or form. That's why we play certain musics when we want certain moods. That's why we use certain paint colors, use certain decor to create an environment to suit what we want it to project. So I thought it was something I should share again, because I know I'm not the only one experiencing feelings of loss, feelings of grief, feelings of exhaustion, or you just want to heal through things and wonder, how can I do that? And whatever works for you, you know, that's what you do. For me, this has worked the last few weeks. Also, hanging out with those who just are trying to be there for you. And that's something that's been really, really pleasant for me. I had Griff's, my best friend's second, celebration of his life, recently. And while it was sad in ways, it was also pleasant in other ways to be able to share with those who also were close to him, and, you know, we could connect in that way. And then, people that went out of their way to incorporate me into their day, into simple little things. I'm talking about just going to get some food, just sitting and chatting, simple little conversations. It really, really helped me to distract myself from some of the goings-ons of my plights, and just something I appreciated. So if people are trying to reach out to you to do that, and you might not want to, because a lot of times when we're in our down moods, some people like me, sometimes I just want to feel it so I can kind of go through it, and that's how I feel fulfilled out of it. But it doesn't mean that I don't enjoy going out, and that did help me this past time to go out and hang out and just not talk about the things that have been bothering me, even though that was already known. So yeah, find those people that get you, that are willing to listen to the things that you need to vent about, and then say, okay, now let's do this. And, you know, they kind of let you dictate how you need it to be, but they kind of take the reins and just incorporate you into their lives. And that's such a blessing. And if you're the person that can do it, do that. Reach out to other people, see if they need anything. Just a simple, how's your day? How are you feeling? You know, I wish I could be there. If you can't, send a little gift, a little card, whatever. But just let people know that you care. And when you can't have anyone there, doing the work personally to heal through things, as I mentioned with the guided imagery and the visualization, the meditations. And if anyone needs any assistance with finding any of those things, feel free to contact me, and I'll share as much as I know, and share what has worked for me. And that's always what my goal here is on Dreamcast, as well as to give knowledge and experience, because that is what helps us become more mindful, more soulful, and increase our ability to be more positive individuals. So again, thank you for listening to this episode of Dreamcast, and I wish everyone a positive, energy-filled day.